Tim Holkamp and Marilyn Payne are co-chairs of the Young Event Horse Task Force, and they have some, I think, rather exciting news. Tim, do you want to explain to us exactly what it is you're discussing here this week at the convention and the exciting news you have to announce?
Well, this weekend we're sort of celebrating the maturation of the program itself. This year has been our best year ever. We've had the most qualifiers, the most horses participating, the most horses showing up at the national championships. And I think from a subjective point of view, everyone would agree that the quality of the horses has improved. The judges have gotten to the point where we feel that the accuracy and the consistency of judging, especially at the national championships, has reached the point where we're satisfied and happy. The task force is committed to continuous improvement in judging because we believe that that's what people expect from us, so we're going to keep after it. It would probably be a good idea to point out that this year there's a new set of thinking about how best to get our entire sport aimed at excellence at the top levels. We want to do well at Rio. And to some degree, if you take the long-range view, the Young Event Horse Program is pivotal for developing young horses and getting them going in the right direction. The passion with which our task force is undertaking improvements has impressed Marilyn and me. We were just discussing the fact that we think we're really getting there. The missing link that has been talked about now for several years is where to go from the five-year-old championships. How a horse that does well, not necessarily win, but qualify and or place in the top 10 or 15 at the five-year-old championships, either West Coast or East Coast, knows and has a pathway to get to team membership, to be an international horse, the Prüfung, the final stages of development of an event horse. And most folks have been talking about the FEI World Young Horse Championships for six-year-olds and seven-year-olds in France, the Lyon d'Angers. I guess I'm pronouncing it right. It might be d'Angers. That has been problematic because young horses require the same expense to get to Europe as do four-star horses, and there are not very many breeders and owners and riders that have 6 and 7 year old horses that have the kind of resources to do that, to take a horse all the way over there as an adventure to compete against the best that Europe has. And so we're pretty excited to announce this year that a program is about to be put in place that will help with that. I was lucky enough to be around the right people that cared enough about that process that we were able to raise some money that will be used as a prize to be given to the highest scoring five-year-old YEH horse to essentially fund a trip to the World Championships at age seven. It's a CCI two-star, and we have a mechanism by which horses can identify themselves as being interested and qualify, and will use these funds as a prize to sponsor and pay for that trip.
Well, Marilyn, as apart from being on the task force as co-chair, you do a lot of judging. Do you want to comment on what you've seen over this past year in the increasingly improved standards of the young horse classes around the country?
Yes, it is really amazing to see the quality of the horses change, and we're really excited about it. Because now it's not just people bringing their backyard horses. We have several professionals bringing top horses that have a lot of potential to get to the international levels. And we're really excited about that. And we want to keep promoting that. And that's why this new grant that's going to send these horses to Europe will help that. Along with that, we are in a big push to keep improving the judging. And We have a video that we have made to use to educate the judges, and we are going to have that online as well as have several seminars throughout the country to keep improving the judging. And I think that's going to be very important and key in these riders coming, because they will appreciate the fact that the judges are really on top of it.
Well, interesting times for the Young Horse Program here in the States, and obviously this initiative to send horses over to the Le Lion d'Angers Championships is huge for the sport in this country in terms of developing the Young Horse Program.
Well, we hope it is. We've gone around asking the experts, our coach, our former coach, other people, about whether or not that's the right place to aim a young horse at age 6 or 7, and the answer's been yes consistently. So we think there's uniformity of opinion on it.
Thank you both very much.